And now our feature presentation here on 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to the latest edition of Cinema Chat. We have a slight casting change for today. I'm Matt Hobson, filling in for David Fair today. Thanks a lot for tuning in. But there's one casting that will not be changed ever, is not for the foreseeable future, is Marquee Art's own Nick Aldering. How are you, Nick, on this Thursday?
I'm doing great. How are you, Matt?
I've been busy because David Fair's duties are quite busy around here. But this is the one I've been looking forward to all week. And we have a lot to cover today.
Do, yeah.
Certainly a lot going on in the State Theater, the Michigan Theater, the Multiplex. And we'll start with a new movie starring Chris Hemsworth, Crime 101.
Yeah, this is opening at the Multiplex this Friday across the nation. This is about a Los Angeles detective who pursues an elusive thief who teams up with an insurance broker for one last heist. And as you said, stars Chris Hemsworth alongside Monica Barbaro, Barry Keoghan, Mark Ruffalo, and Halle Berry.
Slight Marvel reunion in some cases, but you know, I was like those cat and mouse throwers where you got, you know, the thief you want to root for, and it's like, okay, so I really want to root for the cop in this case, but that's always exciting. And another one that sounds kind of fun, at least for the kids, Goat.
Yeah, of course, this is opening this Friday at the Multiplex.
And this kind of has a double meaning to it?
So. Yeah, the goat is in the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
But it is about a literal goat with big dreams who gets a once-in-a-lifetime shot to join the pros and play Roarball, a high-intensity, co-ed, full-contact sport dominated by the fastest, fiercest animals in the world. And this stars Caleb McLaughlin of Stranger Things fame with Gabriel Union, Nick Kroll, David Harbour, and Steph Curry is also in the cast of this one.
Well, if your kids need something to do, that's got to be the right form.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you haven't been in that romantic mood for this Valentine's Day, there's one movie that a lot of people have been looking forward to.
Yeah, Wuthering Heights is opening at the State this Friday. Tragedy strikes when Heathcliff, played by Jacob Elordi, falls in love with Catherine Earnshaw, played by Margot Robbie, a woman from a wealthy family in 18th century England. And this is, of course, based on the novel by Emily Bronte and from writer-director Emerald Fennell, who made Saltburn and Promising Young Woman.
So this is something for fans of the book who probably had to read this in high school at some
point. That's right.
see how the movie adaptation turns out. But,
but
it could be a good combination. You know, Margot Robbie, she's, you know, an Oscar-nominated actress, and Jacob Elordi, you know, he's nominated for Frankenstein last I heard, so that could be a pretty good combination.
Yeah, and a lot of young people Saltburn found a very cult young audience, and they're definitely looking forward to this follow-up here.
Yeah, another one at the State, this has got to be one of the most loaded titles I've ever seen in my life. And let me get this right. Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie.
That's right.
I didn't miss anything, did I?
Nope, that's the whole title. That's opening this Friday at the State. This is stars Matt Johnson and Jay McCarroll. They're a Canadian comedy duo, and when their plan to book a show at the Rivoli goes horribly wrong, Matt and Jay accidentally travel back to the year 2008, and this is based on their 2007 to 2009 web series called Nirvana, the Band, the Show, and its sequel series that aired in 2017 and 2018.
And in case you have to look this up, in this case, they spell Nirvana with two N's, just so you don't get anything mixed up with the Nirvana, the actual band.
Yeah.
But I guess they call themselves Nirvana, the band. That's sort of like their quote-unquote act or something like that. Could be a funny time. And you also got some plans for Valentine's Day for your late night classic series, and this is very interesting. You have one movie about people who unconditionally love each other, and another movie who two guys who unconditionally hate each other.
Yeah.
What was this plan?
A little bit, yeah. You know, so we have the Notebook, which we have on this Thursday or tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan. This is an epic love story centered around an older man who reads aloud to a woman with Alzheimer's, and from a faded notebook, the old man's words bring to life a story about a couple who is separated by World War II and is then passionately reunited 7 years later after they have taken different paths. And this stars Ryan Gosling, Rachel McAdams, James Marsden, James Garner, and Gina Rowlands. And then, as you mentioned, yes, we have a very different movie that's going to be Friday at 9:30, Freddy versus Jason, the one from 2003. It's, of course, Friday the 13th, so we're playing on, you know, Jason's affiliation with the Friday the 13th franchise. But we wanted to do something that's that feels, at least it could be, romantic. So, they may hate each other. They might, or there may just, you know, there's some tension.
I think they hug it out at the end. But you understand that you have to do this again next month because March has a Friday the 13th right after that. How often does that happen? Two Friday the 13ths in two consecutive months.
Yeah, we're already thinking about it. Freddy vs. Jason is Robert Englund's final performance as Freddy with Ken Kersinger as Jason. Yeah. So, yeah, it will be a fun time at the
movies. I'm sure it will be. You're listening to Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson in for David Fair with Nick Alderink. And we got another something for the kiddies in case they need something to do for this Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs will play this Sunday, February 15th at 11 a.m. at the Michigan. This is free and open to the public.
You always love hearing that phrase, free and open to the public.
That's right. This is about a local scientist who is often regarded as a failure until he invents a machine that can make food fall from the sky. But little does he know that things are about to take a turn for the worst. And this is from directors Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, who made Into the Spider-Verse, amongst many other great
And they found great success in that time. They won the Oscar for that Spider-Verse movie.
Yeah, that's right. And the voice talents by Anna Faris, Bill Hader, Bruce Campbell, James Caan, Andy Samberg, Mr. T, and many more in this cast.
Yeah, and you're a Black History Month theme for the Art House Revival series, and this you're going to continue with a very, very highly regarded film from a very highly regarded play, I might add.
That's right, yeah. Fences will play next Tuesday, February 17th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. All month long, we've been celebrating adaptations of plays and literature from African-American writers, and yeah, this is from written by August Wilson, who has adapted his own 1985 play about a working-class African-American father who tries to raise his family in the 1950s while coming to terms with the events of his life. And this is directed by and starring the great Denzel Washington and the great Viola Davis.
Both greats. Can't go wrong with that. And you have another special screening that's going to be free and open to the public. And you've been continuing this from last week. Spotlighting films taking place in Ukraine and their struggles with the war with Russia.
Yeah, that's right. And Soldiers of Song will play next Tuesday at 5 o'clock at the State, also free and open to the public. And this will be presented by the Weiser Center for Europe and Eurasia. Musicians unite a war-torn Ukraine through song, sharing stories of resilience and hope amid the Russian invasion. A tribute to courage and unity, Soldiers of Song premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival and has been screened at festivals around the world, finally making it here to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, and you also have another special screening hosted by some of our friends at the University Musical Society and the University of Michigan, Elie Wiesel's Soul on Fire. What's that all about?
Yeah, this will be Wednesday, February 18th at 6 o'clock at the Michigan, also free and open to the public, co-presented with UMS and the Raoul Wallenberg Institute of the University of Michigan. 80 years after his liberation from Buchenwald, we seek to understand the man behind the searing and widely read memoir Night, told largely through his own words and eloquent voice. Elie Wiesel's Soul on Fire seeks to penetrate to the heart of the known and unknown with unique access to personal archives, original interviews, and employing hand-painted animation. The film illuminates Wiesel's biography as a survivor, writer, teacher, and public figure. And after the film, you can stay for a discussion between one of the film's producers and the Wallenberg Institute director, Jeffrey Wiedlinger.
You know, it's good that you're maintaining, you know, films like these, you know, trying to remind people like that, hey, Ukraine is still going through all these struggles. Mm-hmm. It has been kind of on the back burner of the news these days, but it's good although that it has gained some attention recently. I guess there's been one Olympic athlete from Ukraine who actually got into some trouble. He actually had some names of some former athletes who were killed during the war. He wanted to bring some attention to that, but unfortunately, the International Olympic Committee said, no, you can't do that. But you know, it's still good that, you know, the stories like these are still being told.
Yeah.
This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson in for David Fair here with Nick Aldrink, as always, from Marquee Arts. And another screening coming up for next week. This should be for fans of our jazz here at WEMU and also fans for rock and roll like myself and pretty much anyone just loves great music that came out of the 1960s.
Yeah, this is a bit on the lighter side. Jimmy Plays Monterey and Shake Otis at Monterey. This is a film from 1986. It'll be Wednesday, February 18th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. Jimi Hendrix and Otis Redding arrived in California virtually unknown for the Monterey Pop Festival, returning stateside from London where he launched He moved to launch his musical career. Hendrix exploded at the Monterey Festival, flooring an unsuspecting audience with his manacle six-string pyrotechnics. And Redding, a venerable star of Memphis's Stax record label, seduced the love crowd in one of his best and unfortunately one of his last performances. So Jimmy Plays Monterey and Shake Otis at Monterey features the entire sets of their legendary these legendary musicians and with performances that have entered the rock and roll mythology.
In other words, you might just call these master classes in jazz and rock and roll.
That's
so just
right,
go and
yeah.
watch and just have a great time listening to these masters at work. And continuing, you still have quite a few stories. I guess Send Help is still getting some a lot of a business lately at the State Theater in in the downtown Ann Arbor.
The horror thriller crowd. I mean, it's Sam Raimi, Rachel McAdams, Dylan O'Brien. This is a lot of fun at the movies. And you can still catch The Moment. That's probably on its last week alongside Marty Supreme. And then at the Michigan, All That's Left of You and A Private Life, the French film starring Jodie Foster, which is excellent.
You still think Timothée Chalamet has a chance of the Oscar this year?
I definitely think that he does. That is such a thrilling film, and it was written for him, and he really plays it well. It is such a very unique and memorable performance, for sure.
Well, Nick, we'll hope to see you again next week. Talk more about what's going on at the Michigan Theater, and certainly David Fair will be back, and he'll be glad to see you, and he'll probably want to talk about that Jimi Hendrix and Otis Redding film as well.
Look forward to it.
Okay, thanks a lot. For Nick Aldrink, I'm Matt Hobson, sitting in for David Fair right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti. Thanks for tuning in to Cinema Chat.